to the principles proposed by Srila Prabhupada. This chapter contains a great lesson concerning the monarchical kingdom in the days of yore, when King Barishat was considering retiring from the royal duties. He sent his sons to perform austerities in order to become perfect kings for the welfare of the citizens. At the same time, King Barishat was being instructed by the great sage Narada about the material world and the living entity who wants to enjoy it. It is therefore very clear how the kings and princes were trained to take charge of a kingdom. Welfare activities for the benefit of the citizens were aimed at understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The human form of life is especially meant for understanding God, our relationship with Him, and our activities in His service. Because the kings took charge of the spiritual education of the citizens, both the king and the citizens were happy in Krishna consciousness. In this regard, we should remember that the monarchical hierarchy of Prachana Barishat comes from Maharaj Dhruva, a great devotee of the Lord and the most celebrated disciple of Narada Muni. King Prachana Barishat was then too much engaged in fruitive activities due to performing different types of yajnas. One can actually be promoted to higher planetary systems or to the heavenly kingdoms by performing various yajnas. But there is no question of liberation or going back home, back to Godhead. When the great sage Narada saw that the descendant of Maharaj Dhruva was being misled by fruitive activities, Narada took compassion upon him and personally came to instruct him about the ultimate benediction of life, Bhakti Yoga. How Narada Muni indirectly introduced the Bhakti Yoga system to King Prachana Barishat is very interestingly described in this 25th chapter. Maitreya Umacha Iti Sandishya Bhagavan Barishadaya Adipujita Pashyatam Rajaputrana Tatrai Vantara Tatei Hava. The great sage Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura. My dear Vidura, in this way Lord Shiva instructed the sons of King Barishat. The sons of the king also worshipped Lord Shiva with great devotion and respect. Finally, Lord Shiva became invisible to the princes. Namaha Vishnupada Krishna Prasaya Kutanayashana Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tulamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prajare Nera Vishesha Shunyavadi Kastitya Deshitane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasati Gauravani Prajare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Raj Kavutri, the Ishtak, the Prasad, the Gedacha, Tadidana, Dapani, the Ovation, the Yoga, the Maha. So Lord Shiva has just concluded his song, glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and inspiring and helping these sons of King Prachana Barishat to understand what is the truth, what is really, what is the point in life, and how to achieve that. And, of course, on the other hand, what is not the goal of life? And, of course, there's so many options there. Different things which are not the goals of life. But how is it distinguished between that which is really the goal of life and those things which are not? And in that way to really stick at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, really stick in that process, which is the process for achieving the goal of life and achieving the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Royalty, the projectors, they are royalty, and not just in a ceremonial sense, but they're actually coming in that genuine ruling line. And those responsibilities are going to be coming their ways shortly. So Narad Muni is also presenting this subject of the goal of life and achieving the goal of life. He's going to present it in terms of how it applies in their context. And how they can come closer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and develop, reawaken their forgotten relationships with Him through the process of devotional service. But devotional service as performed in that way. And then this is actually the beginning of the Narad Muni's description of King Pranamja to help. He has to help the Prachetas, and he has to help their father, King Prachinabharishat. They're in somewhat different situations. In certain respects, they're in quite different situations. He wants to help them both. So as Srila Prabhupada mentions here, the way that Narad Muni presents this information, how to help both Prachinabharishat and his sons, the projectors. How Narad Muni presents this knowledge, Srila Prabhupada says here, it is very interestingly described in this 25th chapter. That's how he closed the purport. But he began the purport by saying, this chapter contains a great lesson concerning the monarchical kingdom in the days of yore. Of course, in many ways, this chapter presents a great lesson and many great lessons for everyone. But here, particularly, first of all, Srila Prabhupada is describing how this applies in terms of the Prachetas, who in due course will have to take up the service of ruling the kingdom and ruling the citizens and looking after the citizens. It is a big job. It is not, as we see nowadays, those few monarchies which are left are mainly there in name only. The few, the very few, which are still actually ruling as such, is probably only just a matter of a small period of time, probably within many of our lifetimes, that they will not be able to continue due to their own disqualifications and the general atmosphere and the conditions in Kali Yuga. But actually, to be born and raised and trained in the royal family, particularly those who are actually going to rule as such, the person who's actually going to become the king, and who will have to deal with those responsibilities through his adult lifetime, that is a big job. That is an extremely big job. Nowadays, we hear sometimes about Prince William and his wife, Kate. They are officially in the royal line, and their time apparently will come to actually become king and queen before too long anyway. But what can you say? What sort of training program have they had? He, of course, is something of a kshatriya to some degree, but a limited degree. And his brother, Harry, well, what can you say about him? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, good, you're fortunate. But that's truly a joke, actually. And these people are to be taken seriously, as if they were to actually be the rulers and the shelters of the population, and not just the human population also, but all the entire populations of in different species. Well, it is hopeless. It is hopeless, actually. And then want to speak of the democratically elected rulers, and they want to speak of the dictators and people like that. The whole situation is really something of a shambles, and one reads, if one bothers, sometimes one reads about the degrees of corruption in different countries. They even have at least one institute, and it is simply there to evaluate the degrees of corruption, and that's all. The degrees of corruption in the different countries, and I can't remember which was the most corrupt country, but India was up there, doing quite well. Not the worst, but still quite highly positioned. It's terrible. It's really terrible. So, yes, and these leaders, in so many cases, they come in and their business is to just take as much money as possible before they're inevitably kicked out. For, you know, there's probably many good reasons to kick them out, but eventually some good reason surfaces and they get kicked out. But by the time that happens, they've already established themselves so well financially that that's fine. probably the happy. Because why have to deal with all those problems trying to manage a country when you can just enjoy your nest egg? All the money you accumulated in the meantime. So, it is not just a matter of Kali Yuga and the general atmosphere and environment being pervaded with dishonesty, corruption, and weakness, and selfishness, and all these things. But there is just such a terrible lack of training. Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Shri Radha Shyam Sundaravita Vishaka Shri Gorda Kita Srila Prabhupada Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Kita. So, anyway, Narada Muni, he wanted to help the Prachetans to become devotees and to become truly qualified devotees. Because he wanted to help them, that in order to become such qualified devotees, they would have to do their particular service, which was to rule. So Narada Muni very expertly instructed them, taught them the song sung by Lord Shiva, and instructed them that you sing the song, you chant the song again and again and again, and just carry on till further notice. Just carry on. In this way, come close to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then you'll be able to rule. Srila Prabhupada makes this point in the purport. It is not just a matter of managerial expertise to be able to rule a kingdom and give shelter to the citizens and make nice arrangements so things work. It is not just a matter of that sort of intelligence expertise, but really the first thing is that the king, the ruler, the leader, has to be a devotee. Otherwise, all the good management in the world, all of it, minus Krishna consciousness, will not help, but rather the result will be a great mess. Lord Chaitanya in Chaitanya Charitamrita discusses about Varnashram, Daivi Varnashram, and Asuri Varnashram, Divine Varnashram, or social arrangements, and non-divine or materialistic social arrangement, Varnashram. And Lord Chaitanya makes this point that Daivi Varnashram, Krishna conscious Varnashram, is very good and very helpful. But Lord Chaitanya makes the point that even if someone follows Varnashram perfectly without Krishna, without Krishna, then Lord Chaitanya says the result will be the person will go to hell. You could hardly put it any more clearly. Even excellent Varnashram, Rama Kshatriya Vaishya Sutra, Brahmachari Grihastha Vanaprastha Sannyas, even excellent Varnashram in their structural or organizational sense, but minus Krishna consciousness, Lord Chaitanya says, even the person does it very nicely, he'll go to hell. So this is really the focal point, the central point of the instructions of Narada to the Prachetans, that put Krishna in the center, keep him in the center, and really take shelter of him. And of course also learn how to do your service as rulers. But ultimately, if Krishna is there in the center, even if there's some shortcomings, managerially, some special difficulties, but if you have really taken shelter of the Lord, then by His grace, you will come through. By His mercy, things will work out. Prabhupada made the point about Duryodhana. Lord Krishna, of course, it was a very important part of His mission to see that Duryodhana was replaced by Maharaj Yudhisthira. Primarily because Maharaj Yudhisthira was a devotee and Duryodhana was not a devotee. Prabhupada makes the point that actually Duryodhana was an expert manager. He was a brilliant manager. He was also well trained in the technical skills of management. And he himself had that nature, and it just came to him, you know, as it does not come to everyone, to be a big manager and actually handle the situations. So he had it. Duryodhana had it. He was not lacking in qualification as a manager, but he was very seriously lacking in Krishna consciousness, and therefore he had to be replaced. And even he had to be replaced to the point that Lord Krishna made all those great arrangements, culminating in the battle of Kurukshetra and Duryodhana's death. And like that, primarily so a devotee could rule. A qualified devotee who had the capacity to rule. But firstly, he was a devotee and not just an expert manager. So, Narada Muni is extremely expert as a preacher. And of course, Narada Muni is a Brahmin. But he was able to preach to the Prachetans, who were in a different position in life with different duties. He was able to preach to them in such ways that they could become prepared for that. But then he also preached at the same time to King Prachinabharishat to help him. And Prachinabharishat was in a somewhat different situation in that he was particularly very materialistic. The Prachetas were apparently not really so materialistic. They were much more inclined to be devotees, but Prachinabharishat, he had a very serious problem in that regard. He was quite staunchly materialistic. And as Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, one of his main businesses was to perform different material yajnas, material sacrifices, to help the citizens and help himself, but in material ways. And this is really not the right thing. This is very much the wrong thing. So Krishna Bhagavishat, despite his heritage. Despite his heritage as a descendant of Dhruva Maharaj, who of course was another person who Narada Muni intervened in the life of to really help him from also a very difficult situation. So Narada Muni felt bad to see that here is one of the descendants of Dhruva Maharaj, who was such a great devotee and who was one of my disciples, and who I really changed for the better. But now here is King Prajnabharishad, and he's entangled, and his future is not really going to be good. Who knows actually what his future will be, but it seems that he'll be falling into material existence at the end of his life. So of course, Prajnabharishad had the right idea in principle that yajna must be there, sacrifice must be there, but of course the wrong type of sacrifice. Really what needs to be done, particularly in the Kali Yuga, but ultimately any time, what needs to be done is that the Sankirtan Yajna needs to be introduced, applied, spread, popularized, and people need to be strongly encouraged to take part in the Sankirtan Yajna, and not just any Yajna for some material benefit or whatever. Of course, the principle of Yajna is a very important, essential, foundational principle in this material world. And Lord Krishna makes that point in Bhagavad Gita, that in the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures, Vishnu, established the process of sacrifice and provided so many facilities to be used in sacrifice so that people could live happily while within the material world, but then at the end go back to Godhead. So that principle of sacrifice is a fundamental underlying principle of life in this material world, and if it is neglected, then actually one comes to the level of an animal, just trying to advance materially by any means. That is animal existence, effectively. Even in the beginning of his commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, Atata Brahmajigyasa, Srila Bhavadeva Jivusha makes an interesting point that Brahmajigyas, we should inquire into knowledge, spiritual knowledge. Atato. Atato means Atta. Following something and following something else. Atta. Thereafter. Following two things. So he says, the first thing that needs to be put behind us so we can really inquire into Brahman is just animal life. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Albeit in sophisticated ways, but essentially that being the program, this is animal life. Even for people, human beings or beings with human bodies. But then they said, so that has to be put aside. But then there is a second thing that has to be put aside, he says, before one can really inquire into Brunei. And that is Karmakandya. Getting material things by the process of yajna and some ritualistic program. In other words, getting the same things that people who are effectively on the animal platform, simply eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, getting the same things, but by the grace of God, or by the grace of a demigod, it is better, but still, it is really the same thing, it is material existence. So he refers to people who are doing like this, doing Karmakandya, in order to get food, shelter, and material facilities. He refers to this as religious animal. Religious animal. Because it's the same thing. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, but by some religious process. So you have to go beyond that also before you can really inquire into Brahman, or before you can really become a Krishna conscious. So Narada Muni is very expert in dealing with people who are entangled in these types of situations in different ways. With Dhruva Maharaj, Narada Muni preached to him. Dhruva, of course, wanted a kingdom. A big kingdom, the biggest kingdom, to teach his father a lesson. In other words, it's just very outright material. But Narada Muni initially tried to preach to him, don't worry about these things. Just don't worry about taking so much trouble coming to live in the forest, you're just a small boy. And Dhruva said, well, no, I was told to come to the forest because God is here and I want to find God. And Narada told him, don't worry, God is in the palace also. He's everywhere. God is in the palace. So just go back home and find God there. It'll be much safer and nice prasada will be there. And you know, you won't be in danger of being eaten by a tiger or something drastic. So just don't worry about it. Just take shelter of the Lord, chant Hare Krishna, be happy. And Dhruva said, if you can't help me achieve my goal of getting my big kingdom, then please leave me alone. Please go. Just don't distract me. So then Narada understood we had to do some very strategic bridge preaching tactics here. And he instructed him in Ashtanga Yoga, through which he became so powerful, he affected the function of the whole universe, but also with some Krishna consciousness then, Anamo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, along with many other things. So actually the process was to bring Dhruva to Krishna consciousness, which it did, but he did it very cleverly, so as not to really confront the material situation of Dhruva Maharaj too abruptly, too dramatically, because Dhruva, well, it was already clear he was not going to be able to accept it and deal with it. So this is Narada Muni is very clever. And similarly here, he's going to present the story of King Paranjan. I assume you're all familiar with that. What an amazing story. What an amazing story. And in one sense, it is just that. It is just a story. because there was no king forever and ever. Although in one sense we're all forever and ever. And Prachinabharishat was really in the position of Paranjana. And in this way, Narada Muni was able to influence Prachinabharishat also. So here we see a very advanced preacher, Narada Muni, extremely advanced devotee, able to understand the audience and how to present Krishna consciousness in such ways that the audience is able to get the maximum benefit of Krishna consciousness in the most effective way possible. And even in this case, practically at one time, two different audiences becoming inspired by Narada Muni to become Krishna conscious in different ways. So of course we should understand that, you know, it may not be so likely that any of us will become kings. But anyway, the principles are there, they're very important. But certainly, Krishna has to be the central point in anyone's life, whether that Brahma Kshatriya Vaishya Sudra, Brahmachari Grihastha Vanaprastha Sannyas, it really doesn't make any difference in principle. Everyone has to have Krishna firmly in the center, and everyone has to be engaged directly, indirectly, both directly and indirectly, in as many ways as possible in the Sankirtan Yajna, with that mood of sacrifice, that mood, everything belongs to Krishna, nothing really belongs to me, so let me use everything for Him. And whatever mercy He sends my way, all that may be there. But like this, trying to give Krishna consciousness and help give Krishna consciousness and become free of the selfish mood of material existence. Aham Mamati, I, me, and mine. This is material existence. I am at the center, and that which is mine is in the center with me, like that. So through Krishna consciousness, via the Sankirtan Yajna, we can break that knot in the heart of material existence, and we can cultivate that mood of giving Krishna, serving Krishna, giving Krishna, and benefiting the people in this Kali Yuga. And like this, Srila Prabhupada wanted ISKCON to change the world. Not just a few of us, but the whole world. And it can be done. Hare Krishna. Do we have time for a comment or comment or question? We have time if we have a question or a comment. Yes,
thank you, everyone. The principle of Varnashrama is presented in the Vedas to uplift the members of society and generally it is not a purpose to put them down and help. So, I'm just wondering, this example you're doing with Duryodhana, is it an exceptional situation which was arranged by Krishna himself, Or this is always the Varnashrama now, but Varnashrama is system. Without Krishna in the center, brings the society down.
Right. Well, essentially, the whole Vedic culture and the whole message of all the Vedas is to bring people to Krishna consciousness. And no part of the whole Vedic system should be practiced without Krishna. Means that even when people are doing, for example, Karma Kandya, or even when people are doing some sort of yoga, in Bhagavad Gita we hear about the yoga ladder. So there's different paths, but in the context of the Vedic tradition, so the people who are doing Karma Kandya, the understanding would be that they were also at the same time being informed that Vishnu was the ultimate enjoyer. All those Karma Kandya sacrifices, at the beginning and the end, Vishnu is worshipped. So in other words, the whole culture and all the different departments of yoga and worship and sacrifice and so on, they were all taught and practiced in the context of Krishna consciousness. And the fall down of the Vedic tradition, of course now it has fallen down in so many ways, but the fall down initially of the Vedic tradition was to try to, you could say, compartmentalize the different parts, cut them off from each other. You want to do Karma Kandya? So, that's like a department, independent of the others. You want to do yoga? It's an independent program. And like this, everything got separated from Krishna. But really speaking, the whole Vedic tradition and all its teachings, including Varnashrama, was always, everything was done in the context of Krishna consciousness. And therefore, if any of the things were done without Krishna consciousness, it was all just sort of part of the program of ultimately going down into material existence. Is that okay? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada